Happy New Year, everybody. Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how smartwatches are the gateway drug into owning a luxury timepiece. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Happy New Year to you all. I hope you have a wonderful 2018. So without further ado, let's get into today's topic. How smartwatches, in my opinion, are the gateway drug into owning a luxury timepiece. So I did this thing on smartwatches before on how I'm not a fan, and I'm still not a fan. And I said even in that last podcast that I did about this, which I believe was in 2014, how, you know, smartwatches to me are very disconnected, even though the whole purpose is that you connect, you know, whether it's your social media or answering the phone or surfing the web or, you know, tracking your fitness, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm a firm believer that I don't need to be that connected, and I feel like it takes away human experiences and human interactions because people are basically held hostage by their devices these days, and it's very irritating to be able to have a conversation. There's nothing more annoying than when you're sitting at a restaurant and you're talking to a friend or a colleague or, you know, a potential client or whatever, and the entire time they're looking at their device, whether that be their smartwatch, their phone, their tablet. However, at the same time, I definitely feel that, you know, smartwatches, more so than any other brand, really, any other entry-level brand, are really the, you know, gateway drug into owning a luxury watch. Because, you know, at some point, I mean, smartwatches all look the same. They all look like a cheap Casio, in my opinion. I mean, they're maybe a little nicer than a cheap Casio from the 80s, but the look of them is not, they all look generic. There's nothing special about them. It may be able to do special things, but in terms of aesthetics, you're stuck to really one look. But I really feel like, you know, smartwatches for the masses are very affordable. And these days, everyone has a smartwatch. Especially the millennial generation, you know, and I'm even seeing older people as well, you know, like senior citizens are wearing smartwatches. It's like, you know, everybody's wearing them because they're under $1,000. It does a lot of stuff. It's interesting. You kind of feel like a secret agent because you can talk on your smartwatch. You can receive calls. You can do all these things. But I think at some point for the millennial generation, when they grow older and they want something a little bit more stylish, or they want something that has cachet, or they want a billboard that they've arrived, or they want something that's luxury, they're going to immediately start thinking, shit, maybe I should get myself a real watch. Whether it be a $2,000 watch or a $3,000 watch or a $5,000 watch or a $100,000 watch, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, that look is very generic looking. It almost looks, to me, smartwatches almost look like they could be government issue. I mean, they look exactly the same. You may have different alloys they're available in that you can pay more for, but whether you have a gold tone Apple Watch or a black Apple Watch or a steel Apple Watch, at the end of the day, they all have the same shape, and they all pretty much have the same strap or bracelet. I know that these things, you can definitely change them up by putting different straps on them and buying them in different finishes, but more or less, they look exactly the same. A real watch, you know, has so many more advantages. It has versatility, it has mechanics, it has history. And you know, a smartwatch will never hold its value, you know, as far as I'm concerned, because they just make so many of these things. But I think it's an interesting time we're living in, because a smartwatch has become a staple. It's almost become the norm. You know, if someone doesn't own a nice watch, they definitely own a smartwatch. And of course, Apple dominating that market share. They own that lion's share. But I think it opens up a massive market that couldn't have been opened up before, because it creates a demand in the long run for something better, for something nicer, for something that has a past, that's something that you can connect to history, to something that you can connect to luxury, to something that you could connect to status. And I think at the end of the day, people want that. I think that there's a return, going to be a return to watches, to luxury watches, mechanical watches, automatic watches, more so than ever before because of the smartwatch. And I think that's really interesting. I didn't quite know how to articulate it in my original podcast about this subject, which I definitely will put the link to, so you can hear my original podcast from a couple of years ago. But I'm more convinced every day that smartwatches are the gateway drug to owning a luxury timepiece. It's my opinion, but it's also in my experience from my clients that I see who have never owned a nice watch and they're wearing smartwatches, and they're like, you know what? I never thought about it before, but I don't want something that looks like something that everyone else has. I want something that's completely unique. And I think that's where luxury watches from different brands, from different makers that have heritage will, at the end of the day, I think those are the things that will last the longest. I mean, we've got to remember as well, with a watch, a regular watch, you don't have to plug it in. You don't need your phone for it to work. It works on mechanics. It will, if you treat a nice luxury watch right, you can pass it down to the next generation and the next generation and keep going. And that's what builds stories and history and experiences. So, you know, I'm definitely I'm not going to say I'm a huge fan of smartwatches, but I'm definitely more open. And I think smartwatches are a good thing because it really helps the Swiss luxury watch industry and the watch industry in general come more to the forefront than ever before. So, you know, if you have any questions, you can definitely reach out to me at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can hit the contact button. You can check out my services page. You can buy a Kingsley 1945 watch, which I'm a distributor of. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range, and for under $2,000, we also have customizable options for additional fees. They're style designed and hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. They all come in handmade wooden cigar boxes, and each watch is so unique. You know, it's you feel like you're getting a piece of history. They're inspired by World War II aircrafts. You can also check out my podcast, my award-winning blog. You can stream my Facebook Live posts. I mean, it's a really immersive website, and it's really, you know, up to date. Sign up for my weekly newsletter right on there. It's really simple. On the homepage, you'll see it says sign up for my weekly newsletter. Just fill in your details and bam, you're signed up. And every week you get a weekly newsletter, and it keeps you informed, and it's not invasive, and you can see different things. Each week I feature a new podcast, I feature a wrist shot of the week, some watches that interest me, new watches that have come out that I think are fascinating, and a watch even for, you know, a watch for the missus, a watch for that significant lady in your life. So it's, again, it's a really interesting read, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.